Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Baby? I know this is all about love, that. Oh, that's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing a job really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-old.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question or follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No did, way!
I did!
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode, another edition of the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Conversation online broadcast. I'm your host, Adam from Adam. I hope everyone's had a lovely holiday weekend, Thanksgiving, and thank you so much for tuning in and sharing another Friday night with us. Tonight, we are going to be in absence of my dear friend and soul sidekick, Patsy Aguero, who is taking off tonight after having too much fun over Thanksgiving. Send a prayer out to my co-host, Patsy, who was riding a bicycle yesterday, and she got distracted by seeing an animal run across the street, and she had a little minor accident on a bicycle, and she's taking the night off to kind of rest and recover. She is totally fine. She only injured some glasses and just a screw scraps and some scratches and scrapes, but she is in great spirit. And she is very, 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 very finding it a very humorous situation. So she told me I could definitely share with everybody, but she's taking off to just kind of recover from that. But in the place I'm filling in with her tonight, we have a returning reader, guest reader, a dear friend of mine, Imani, and a new guest reader, Orion. Imani, how are you feeling tonight? Thank you for filling in at the last minute.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for asking me, Adam. It's great to be back. I'm feeling well. Like, I survived the holidays. I'm thankful for them and moving on to the next one.
Amen. And for the first time on the Raise Your Vibration, our weekly broadcast, another good friend who's also joining us tonight, an excellent reader and spiritual advisor, Orion. Orion, how are you doing this evening? And thank you for filling in at the last minute as well.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me. I'm blessed to be here, and I'm actually very grateful for this opportunity to speak on the show. I'm thrilled about connecting with our audience tonight, and I've been having a really great holiday season despite all of the challenges that I've had to confront recently. I'm glad that me and my family could come together and still appreciate our bond in this holiday season, and I just would like to share that with everybody, all of our listeners tonight.
Well, you know, Orion, the holiday season is a great time for people to be able to give thanks and have gratitude, and Thanksgiving is an amazing holiday because it puts all of us in a place of gratitude and thankfulness and
Absolutely.
Coming together with our loved ones despite all of our objectives or different challenges and situations that we've had the previous year.
Absolutely, I feel like that should be the topic for tonight is gratitude, because I feel like gratitude is one of those transformational agents that we could apply in our lives in order to create that change that we desire in order to lead more fulfilling lives. And I feel like it's especially relevant in this holiday season, which is why I think that it's a very appropriate topic tonight to talk about, because I feel like everybody's probably in that vibration of gratitude.
Ron, I think that's an excellent topic in conversation, and I love how you said that gratitude is an amazing agent of transformation for people who are looking to change your life or change your situation or to accelerate growth in your life or dealing with challenging situations. There is nothing more powerful than the catalyst of having an attitude of gratitude. And I have witnessed in my own life the power of that transformation. You can become truly, genuinely thankful. But I would love to jump in that conversation. Thank you for bringing it up, Orion. So for you and Imani, what are some of the things that you've noticed that you have steps you take to keep yourself in an attitude of gratitude? And not only what are the actions you take to keep yourself, but what are some experiences you've seen, some transformations in your life that has been a result of your attitude of gratitude that you don't mind sharing on the air with us? Imani or Orion, whichever one you want to go first.
What has helped transform my attitude of gratitude, Adam, has been losing everything and surrender, vulnerability. It sounds cliche, but once things trickle down to the bare bones, to the roots, you're down to your very, very fundamental foundation, you really, cut off the extra flesh. And for myself, I grew up in the church. I'm also a writer. And those two things have always been interwoven throughout my life, but I allowed myself to focus on my human experience more than my spiritual experience for, I'm sure, a good decade, which is a whole season of life, you know, if not a greater period than a season. And so myself, I ended up praying, chanting, using any anger I had about this human experience, financial challenges, relationship challenges, family patterns that needed to be blessed and anointed, putting all that anger into my prayer, my chanting, my affirmations, and commanding a change, a transformation by my birthright as a child of God. And instead of being angry, emotional, and staying in that muck, in that shadow, in that on that low vibration, I had to allow my mind to work for me, not against me, and allow it to unite with my body and my spirit. So for me, it's been prayer.
That's beautiful. Very well said. And I know that you are what I call one of my top prayer warriors. And I know that prayer is an important part of yourself, and I'm looking forward to some events and activities you'll be leading on prayer coming up in the new year. So everyone stay tuned, because our sister Imani is a master of prayer, and she has an amazing, amazing stories of prayer. And she even has a prayer book she's working on that I can't wait to that's released to the public. So Imani, I know that you have an amazing story of transformation through prayer and gratitude. Orion, how do you keep your attitude of gratitude, and how have those experiences led to some of the transformations in your life?
Well, I feel like the attitude of gratitude has definitely led me through some profound transformational experiences in my life. And I guess one of the methods that I've used to facilitate that transformation through gratitude, it's really just through surrender to being in the now moment. I feel like we often fall into the trap thinking that we need something external from ourselves to feel fulfilled and to feel worthy and to feel complete. But when we surrender to the now moment, we realize more often than not that we already have everything that we already desire within us. And anything, any external validation is simply just, icing on the cake. It's not the cake itself. So with that said, I feel like when I have those moments of surrender to the now moment, and I realize that I have everything that I already need, and that no external experience could give me something that I don't already have, I feel grateful, because that makes me feel like I was created as a self-sufficient being. It makes me feel like I already have what I seek. And the emotion that occurs to me soon after that realization is usually always gratitude. Gratitude for being designed with perfection and with love and care, knowing that our Creator didn't haphazardly create us, and just feeling sufficient and complete all within my own self, without the need for validation from anything external or anything which is beyond myself. So it really comes from, you know, that's where I'm really able to get that personal sense of gratitude, because I'm just grateful at that point just to be alive.
Very beautiful. Thank y'all both for sharing, and I'll relate my own story of gratitude. You know, I feel like I have an extra strong ego, so sometimes it's hard for me to really master attitude of gratitude, because sometimes that ego says, you're not thankful for that, you're not really thankful for that. And the pessimism and that muck, to use that word Imani used earlier, just really, it can be overwhelming sometimes. And I'm like, I'm not really thankful for that. And I begin to, you know, try to do the general stuff. Sometimes I'll be in prayer, like, we're thankful for my life, we're thankful for my family, thankful for my friends. But I don't really feel it. So I've had to really, at times, and I'm really deep down in some dark place of really just negative pessimism and that hopelessness where I'm feeling like, oh, will life get better, or what will life bring me that will make, you know, some sense of joy and expectation of fortune, I have to go to a place or a mental state where I'm saying, what right now am I truly, 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 truly thankful for? And sometimes it is just the fact that I can breathe after having a bad sinus allergy or infection, you know? And I'm like, you know what? Last week I could hardly breathe. I really am thankful that this week I'm feeling better. You know, sometimes I'm like, you know what? I really am thankful. I'm really, really, really thankful that I am going to be able to eat out tonight at one of my favorite pizza restaurants. And I'm really, really thankful for that. And then one gratitude leads to the next. And I said, you know, I'm really thankful that I want to have a ride to go eat pizza. And they're like, you know, I'm really thankful that I have great friends I'll eat pizza with. Like, you know, I'm really thankful for that pizza restaurant being in existence. You know, I'm really thankful for being in this city of Atlanta. I'm really thankful for this life. And one little small gratitude for me, it begins to lead to another one and another one and another one. But it starts with trying to find something for me. I have to find something I'm truly, truly in that now moment, truly thankful for. And sometimes it may be my vision. I've been noticing my vision is going. Sometimes I have a lot of problems, like with my nearsightedness. But I'm thankful that I can still see well. I can, and so sometimes I'm like, you know, I'm just really thankful I can see today. And then that leads me to say, well, I'm thankful that I have glasses and there's doctors who created it. And just one small thing will lead to another larger thing to be grateful for. And next thing I know, I find myself lifted out of that dark place. And I find myself being thankful for everything. And it brings you into a vibration where the universe is going to begin to respond or mirror back to me that idea of gratitude that I'm holding in my head. And it's just been an amazing, amazing agent of transformation. And I try to remember to go to that spot every time I'm feeling a sense of complaining or a sense of apathy or a sense of hopelessness about the future, or just when things don't go my way, or when I'm kind of nervous of how will these work out in my favor. I try to remember, what am I thankful for right now? I'm thankful that my parents are still alive. And then that one thing leads to something else. So, and this always leads to some transformative, amazing experience that in my life. And I'm curious to jump on the phone lines and see how our callers have experienced how the attitude of gratitude has led to different transformations in their life. Imani and Oran, are y'all ready to go to the call lines and get our callers in on this conversation?
Yes, let's do it.
And while we're at it, we'll also be able to offer some free energy reading. So we have two excellent readers joining me tonight. Imani and Iran are both skilled at reading the tarot, so they'll be happy to offer you some energy reading. But let's also jump to the line and find out how the attitude of gratitude has brought transformation in your life. So our first caller, the last four digits are 1406. Mm-hmm. Caller with the last four digits, 1406. You're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Karen, and I'm calling from just outside of Toronto in Canada. I'm so grateful.
Awesome.
Thank you for taking my call. Wow. Thank you.
Thank you so much for tuning in and sharing your Friday night with us all the way from Canada. Karen, tell us how the attitude of gratitude has brought transformation in your life.
You know, for me, attitude of gratitude is taking everything that happens, even in the moment, our challenges, things that may trigger us, as an example of what is brought into our experience to love, because there's only two choices, I believe, to love or not to love, the light, the density. And I believe I've learned just by being grateful for everything that comes into my awareness, that it comes to me as a mirror of what it is I need to heal so that I can be closer to doing the work that I would love to do in this world and healing just by love and not getting pulled down into, into where I used to go. I now have a tool. And if it's all I can do is, to have gratitude for being able to be here on the School of Life and showing by example that we can go into those dark places, but there is an opportunity to return to our heart to love. And I think in doing that, that alone shows people around us that there's hope.
Beautifully said, Karen. Your energy is amazing. Now, let me just tell you, I can feel such an amazing, beautiful energy around you. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. And I can tell that you are definitely a light worker. You're definitely a person whose gratitude and love is going to serve so many people. Thank you so much for showing up on this earth and being here and embodying that essence of gratitude and being ready to help and serve. Imani and Orion, do y'all have any messages or pick up anything that you want to share with Karen tonight?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I just actually pulled some cards, and what I pulled has an overtone of releasing limitations that may inhibit you from group cooperation and getting the most of the group dynamic. And I'm saying that that's going to occur through an emotional kind of closure. I see this occurring through almost like getting that emotional resolution that you may require in order just to move forward. But I'm saying that this reading is really primarily focused in relationships and dealing with emotions and past traumas, past hurts, and really still being out there in the world and being willing to be open with your emotions, not wearing your emotions on your sleeve, so to speak. I'm saying that by becoming more in tune with your emotions, by not denying yourself of your emotions and deny that you're feeling what you're feeling, it's going to give you that ability to improve and enhance that group dynamic in your life. It's going to be the foundation to build better relationships and enhance your relationships and improve your life in many aspects and areas. But I'm saying that that's going to occur through releasing those beliefs that may be inhibiting you from being open with your emotions. And what those beliefs look like a lot of the time is, I've been hurt in the past, and in order to prevent that hurt from occurring again in my life, I'm going to close myself down in this sort of aspect or in this sort of area of my being. And what we do when we do that is we think we're protecting ourselves, but what's really happening is we're closing a part of ourselves out to the world. So even though somebody may not be able to get close to you in a certain regard of your life, you also may be restricting the flow of that particular thing. So I'm gonna give the mic to Amaya right now so she can read these cards and provide her own interpretation.
Thank you.
All right. What I see for you right now is that you've been through a season where your boundaries worked for you. I'm seeing this as creative inspiration, living in your truth, reigniting your passion, your zeal for life, how to get there, releasing some of those boundaries that you put up for your protection, you being a very resilient, Adam mentioned you being a light worker earlier. This energy is showing up yet again for you to allow that creative spark in you, that spiritual spark in you, to take your fearlessness to the next level, to embark on another journey, maybe by springtime, really get your feet, you know, deep into the sand, get your hands dirty, and really challenge yourself to go into a new direction. Seeing you as, you know, wanting to really utilize your power for manifestation, your intuition, and to really get prepared to enjoy this next season in your life, especially by spring, right in time for literally a change of season.
Wow. That is so beautiful. It's funny, there's just so much swirling around me and, you know, things coming up and, you know, where I'm forced to exactly that. My first instinct is to lick my wounds and hide. I remind myself when I'm in that now, though, because of the gratitude that I have for the teachings and the things I've been studying, that is an opportunity not to hide, but to feel the emotions and to try and heal through the hurt, because that's always been a pattern, and just show up in love, because I do find that in my job, in my marriage, in my closest relationships, I'm being, how do I put it, I'm being tested, and I immediately go to love, but it's being mirrored back to me that that's just merely sometimes having my head in the clouds, that in the real world I need to learn how to handle it differently, but it's all I know how to do, and maybe that's just been my escape.
Well,
that is
I can tell you, Karen, you're going to have a second opportunity for some things that is coming back around late February, early spring. I feel like it's in the
really?
Area of relationships or work. But I feel like it's work-related, some stuff that you may have denied yourself, opportunities for growth, advancement, or opportunities for a transformation in a relationship, but it's coming back around. I hope this time around that you can choose faith and love, and you've learned that lesson, because a great opportunity is coming for you. I really feel like it's in regard to work, but it also could be just in regard to having an opportunity, as Alain said, to be involved in this amazing group dynamics. And that group dynamic can manifest as in some job. But some stuff is coming back around that you may have missed before. But this time you're going to choose faith and love, and you're going to capitalize on it and transition and explode yourself into a totally new you and a new year in 2016. So God bless you for just
thank
being
you.
Open to trusting. Have a
thank
great
you.
Night. And thank you again
you
for
too.
Sharing your Friday night with us.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thank you.
All right. Our next caller, the last four digits are 7123. Caller, the last four digits, 7123. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Delphine, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Delphine. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. How has the attitude of gratitude brought transformation in your life?
Well, it caused me to stay positive. Like when I get up in the morning, I'm thanking my guardian angels and my spirit guides when I get up. Also, when I was on Facebook a few weeks ago, they had an idea where you can get it like an empty jar, a big giant empty jar, and anything that you're grateful for, no matter how big or small that happened to you for that week, just write it in there and put the date. And at the end of the year, before the next year, you open it up and see what you were grateful for, the positive things that happened. So I thought that was a good idea. I said I'll try that this year. Just fill the jar up with things that
beautiful. I think that's going to be amazing. I think you're going to have a jar full of amazing, grateful things. I'm excited to hear about it. Well, Imani and Orion, do y'all have any messages of that you would like to share with our friend Delphine from Illinois tonight?
Absolutely. I really feel like the power, the transformational power of gratitude is. Excuse me for a moment. I got some in my throat. But I feel like the transformational power of gratitude is just life changing in so many ways. And by hearing your story, it just enlightens me as on another perspective. And I'm grateful for that. You know, but I'm gonna pull a tarot card, and the first thing that came about is definitely making a choice. I feel like more often than not, expressing gratitude and being grateful for something is more so of a choice rather than something that just happens. I feel like there's so many things that we could be grateful for, but it can so often be overlooked. And I feel like, personally speaking, me, myself, I'm always overlooking something that could be making me grateful. And I think that what the practice of gratitude really is almost like we are expanding our awareness at the moment, and we are almost like searching for things to be grateful for. It's not that they're not around us. It's that we're not always aware of it sometimes, and we don't always carry that awareness into our day-to-day affairs. So I feel like everybody has something to be grateful for, but they're not always grateful for it. So that illustrates to me that just being grateful and expressing gratitude is a choice. And I feel like people like us, people who find themselves on the show, more often than not make those choices to be grateful about something. And that's an enlightened choice. I feel like that choice is going to lead us to a lot of positive places and lead to a lot of positive manifestations that will inadvertently make you even more grateful in your life. So it's really like a snowball effect. So I feel like the key in manifesting and transforming through the practice of gratitude is to keep it consistent. I remember in The Secret, there was a story about a man who had found a rock, and every time he rubbed this rock or touched this rock in his pocket, he just would think about something that he was grateful for. And the rock itself has no power, but he imbued that rock with the idea, and that idea was gratitude. So every time he saw the rock, every time he touched the rock, he thought gratitude. So that way he's consistently outputting that light, that vibration out there, and expressing gratitude. So I'm going to let Imani on the mic.
Right. What I'm saying for you right now is that you've got to keep in mind that as much as you want to be comfortable financially, are used to having all your ducks in a row, being a woman of valor, one worthy of respect, one who's quite independent, who can almost
make the wind blow in the direction that she desires to, whether she really knows it or not. I would keep in mind, I would encourage you right now to call on your spirit guides, your guardian angels, as you appear to be going through a shift. You have to be mindful of how you see yourself in this world and the world that you're working with, or how you see yourself and the environment in which you live. This could be a plethora of things. I feel like it's your relationships that maybe are challenging for you right now. This holiday season could have also brought back some thoughts in your past. You are not getting as much rest as you need to. So keeping in mind the golden presence of your spirit, not allowing the environment in which you are in on a daily basis, just your daily life experience, so friends, family, work. Make sure to get your rest to rebalance yourself. Again, with the coming of the new year, the close of this year, the holiday season is in full effect. You just want to allow your thoughts, your body, your mind, just to get the rest and balance that it needs. I'm also saying that you want to keep in mind surrender, that you can't control everything, and allowing this new thought frame to really settle within you, because there is a blessing that's going to come with that change of thinking. And there's no better time than, again, the new year is right. I think it is a lesson, a reminder for all of us to really work with that energy. What do you think, Adam? I'm still here. Orion and I are still here.
Oh, I'm speaking too.
Oh, I heard her. I think she's still here, but maybe we can speak. Maybe she'll come back in.
I'm here.
Hello, Delfina. Can you hear us now?
Yes, hello.
Okay, sorry about that, Delfina. We were having some audio difficulties in the mic. My mic seemed not to be working. But, Delfina, I just wanted to add up what Imani was saying. It does look like there's some relationship energy that's coming up in the reading that I got for you. But there's going to be either a past relationship that has not healed yet, or a longing, or something that's carried over that's making you very anxious, or just very, that kind of rattles you in regards to the idea of a relationship on some level. But there's a lot of information that needs to be known that you don't know, and there's some inevitable things that's going to have to happen to, like, kind of unravel and kind of break apart in order for you to get the understanding and the clarity that you need in regards to moving on and getting that closure from that relationship. So look forward to being open to getting the right information, the correct information, without rushing to conclusions, without making any type of judgment to yourself or the other person or the environment, whatever it may be. I don't know if it's a relationship between, like, a you and a partner, or a relationship between you and a job, but I do know that some things have got to come apart, and you've got to not be too anxious to be worried about what did you do wrong, what they did wrong, but you really want to just really get clear and ask God to show you what is it you most need to know, what is it you really need to learn from this lesson so you can move on to a much brighter, better future. Does that make sense for you, Delfina?
I guess so regarding the job, yes, because I've been going on interviews for a job, and I'm just waiting to hear from them because I'm ready to transition to a better job. So it might be that.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely see a better job happen. Don't stay in the attitude of gratitude, and be at peace with whatever happened in your previous job, because I think the previous job is showing up as what I was interpreting as a relationship. but that previous job, it still seems to be there. Maybe some sense of still feeling what happened or why did you lose that job or something that you're causing some regret. But you want to make sure that you're just doing all you can to move forward and see your new future. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy holidays. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right. Let's go to our next caller, the last four digits, 1671. Call the last four digits, 1671. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Adam. This is Therese calling from Atlanta. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, Therese. How's it going? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Okay.
How did your attitude gradually bring transformation in your life?
Actually, mine is very similar to yours, Adam, as far as finding something that you can relate to. And then for me, I get one thing, and it could be something small. And I think that once I get on that frequency, then I'm thinking more positively. I'm saying, positive things, and the gratitude comes one after the other, like how you were giving the example. So I think that it brings not only gratitude mentally, but then it makes me think of more positive things, which the positivity brings a good energy around me, and I see things to change or stay in a good, sink of things. So just the point of having gratitude and being thankful changes things for me.
Beautiful.
Even though, however, I've had so much going on lately, it's been kind of hard to do what you know works. So it was funny when that was the topic, when he brought the gratitude up. And it's like, you know what to do. You just kind of got to do it. Which kind of leads me to my question of just trying to get an understanding of the direction that I should be taking right now. I have a lot going on and just kind of figuring out my way or, if I'm going in the right direction, what should I be doing? If, Adam, if you have anything to help me along or any of you on the call would be grateful for that.
Yeah, sure. We would love to try to offer you some, not try to, we would love to offer you some intuitive insight and wisdom that can help you out. I'm going to let Imani or Ryan go first, whichever would like to jump in and share some insight for our friend Therese and help her and give her some insight into some her path and some options she's going through.
Okay, what I'm seeing show up at first is that her inner reserves are being called upon to be activated on level. Her core inner strength, what is the saying? You can attract more bees with honey than hot sauce, maybe? Being able to quiet the crowd with one smooth, subtle hush, not having to scream. And I think that can extend into several areas of life, maybe just taking the inner calm to another level and not letting things rattle you. Also, just finding your affection for yourself all over again. To love yourself as much as you want to be loved. And we can always all add to that cup. There is
Amen.
No limit to that overflow. So even when we think we've got that part covered, I think we can always add to that our self-love, which will only radiate from us to circle back around again like a boomerang to make sure that we get it in return. Because it's time to let down just some of the barriers I'm seeing. And I think that you have already started that process. This is just a reminder to keep the play in motion, excuse me, and be very serious about that, to not take things as seriously,
and to allow that to be a process that doesn't have to happen immediately, to allow yourself, grant yourself, rather, some grace and mercy as you make that shift. And I think that just to continue to get out there, really spending less time alone and allowing the world to really enjoy you. It's time for you to just take life to the next level and really experience yourself in daily life as you do maybe in the corners and crevices of your mind, to just bring her out and let people enjoy her. And I'm going to allow Orion to give his thoughts as well.
Okay, so what I am seeing is that you are definitely entering, or you have already just entered, into somewhat of a new phase in your life. Every year has its seasons. Life has its phases. Every life has its ebbs and flows. And I'm seeing that you have just entered into a new season. And with that said, there's some things that aren't really going to translate into this season. And I feel like there's just some things that may be that you may be ridding yourself of that were kind of unnecessary, things that were kind of extraneous that you didn't really realize, that you didn't really know that you didn't need it in the last season of your life. But in this new season that you're in, it may not have particularly any useful use. So I'm really saying that this is going to be a season of your life that's emphasis is on surrendering. It's just on surrender. Surrender to your true identity. Surrender to your inner beingness. Surrender to the now moment. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the perception of past, present, future. And really just surrender to gratitude. I feel like what we do when we are grateful for something is that we are in a sense surrendering to the grace and the goodness and the benevolent love of life. Because it's a deliberate decision to acknowledge the things that we would like more of, and that the things that we are receiving well, and to really focus on that, because what we all know is that what we focus on, where our attention goes, our energy flows, and when our energy flows to a particular thing, and it reaches a sufficient amount, then that's when it becomes manifestation. So. Like I said, this is a very, very, very new time for you, and you may be forced to take different approaches to different situations, or you may be forced to take different approaches to situations that you have previously encountered and you just handle it in a different way. But what I'm really seeing is that all of these things, is really the overtone of it is going to be surrender and just living in the now moment and living as a new being in every moment, not really carrying the past over you, not really carrying this story if it doesn't really serve you. So I feel like it would be of great benefit to almost kind of take an inventory of your life and see what's working for you, see what's not working for you, and wherever you seek to make a change, whatever area of your life you seek to make a change, see about how you can do that, and also take time to acknowledge what you are grateful for and what you would like to receive more of. And I feel like that's going to come to you, because this is a very new season for you in your life. I'm excited for you, because this reading, I suppose, it's very new. I feel like it's almost, even though it may be the winter season on Earth, I feel like it's almost like a springtime season for you, personally speaking, in your life. Like, there's just, you're getting ready for a big change. And that could be a physical change, but it could also be a non-physical change. It could be internal change, okay? New approaches, new beingness, a new way of beingness. Heavy emphasis on that statement. All right, we'll get back to Adam.
Well, Therese, I'm agreeing with Orion and Imani. I definitely want to focus on forgiveness for you. That's the path forward. You've been really hurt. That's what came out reading. You just this past year, you've gone through a lot of things that just caused you a lot of hurt and disappointment, unexpected, just like you were blindsided, okay? But now you've got to continue to move forward and proceed forward with a lot of trust and truth. Like Orion said, there's a new season that you're embarking upon. And so you want to move in this new season with a lot of trust. Trust is the word move forward. Trust and forgiveness of those in the past that offended you or hurt you or disappointed you. And trust moving forward that these opportunities that come to you, you won't have to fear, well, will I get hurt again? Will this be a mistake again? Will this not lead the way I want it to lead again? But just trusting that right now this is what's been presented to you and that you can handle and you have the power and the emotional stability to handle whatever comes your way. But you've got to be able to move forward with a more sense of internal optimism that you can handle it. But emotionally, you are going to be fulfilled. January is going to be a beautiful month for you. You're going to get a glimpse of it. Let me say this, Trish. You're going to get a glimpse of what's to come in January. But then things are not going to, it's just not going to be maintained. It's just a glimpse of what's to come. But it's going to give you the hope, the inspiration to help you visualize and manifest what you want. But you are being put forth on a path. If you can trust and believe the good in others again, if you can believe in the universe again, if you can forgive those who have offended you, or you forgive those situations that disappointed you, you are going to be able to manifest beautiful relationships, a beautiful partnership in work and in just a mate. But your life is really waiting right now for you to truly, truly, along with that attitude of gratitude, put some forgiveness towards some people and situations that you really just felt really slighted from this past year. Does that make sense for you, my friend Therese?
Yes, it does. It makes a whole lot of sense. A lot of that has happened exactly how you said it, and all of you all have touched on something that is truly going on, and the whole trust thing and the hurt and forgiveness is there. And as far as the new season, 43 days ago, my company told us that they're moving the division to Austin, Texas, and basically as of December 1, we no longer have a job. So I'm trying to, figure out what direction to go through, in that instant as well. So hopefully that's in the new season to come, because I have no clue of what that's going to look like.
I can tell you right now, Trish, you're taken care of. As long as you remain in the attitude of believing and trusting that what's coming, you can handle it, you're going to be fine. Like, you're going to have opportunities and offers. And this is actually a blessing for you, Trish, because you're now finally going to be put in the path that you can really pursue the entrepreneurship that you've always known deep down inside you were called to be a part of.
And see, I didn't even mention it. I started a training company about this time last year, and I got the new job December 1, which I had to grow a new department, so I put that aside. And now I've pulled it back out, and I'm working on trying to get contracts and clients and things like that. So for you to bring up an entrepreneurship versus saying, yeah, you're going to get a job. So you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All the best. Keep believing the best. God bless you. Thank you for sharing your fight.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, our next caller, the last four digits are 4133. Caller, the last four digits, 4133. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha. I'm calling from North Carolina.
Hi, Keisha. How's things in North Carolina this holiday season?
Quiet. It's okay.
I'm from North Carolina too, Keisha. That's why I asked. I love that. That's God.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Keisha, how does attitude of gratitude bring you transformation in your day-to-day life?
I go through a lot. I go through a lot. So I just, it's just about keeping positive and knowing that the next day will be brighter and just keeping that inspiration in your heart, you know, so that you can keep going forward without becoming too heavily disheartened by the actions of other people and the things that's going on around you that does not make no sense at all. You know, so you just kind of have to kind of take yourself out of certain situations and just see the beauty in other things, to see beauty in nature, see little small things, and just be thankful that we have those things that keep us distracted from life and the evils thereof, you know. So, and I guess that's how I kind of stay grateful, you know, just for the little things, the little small things that happen, you know. What's the word the other day here came to me? Serendipity. That happens to me all the time. That makes me very grateful. And a lot of time that does happen to me. And so, you know, you just keep in mind, even though things are bad, it just seems like the angels or God or whatever it is, whatever you
yeah,
want to call it,
yeah, amen.
They always send things to kind of let you know that, hey, but we're still here, you know. And you're so thankful to get what they're giving you, you know, that it's just like, wow, thank you, I really needed this, you know. And then right then you realize that you're saying thanks to the God, to the angels, and the more that you do that, the more it just creates this tunnel of or bond of positivity, or creates that, or makes that bond stronger, whatever, between you and the angels and whatever entities are sending, you know, this stuff this way to remind you, you know, to keep your head up, you know. Things are not
yeah.
that bad, you know. We'll take care of you, you know. So, yeah. So.
Beautiful.
Answer
Thank
the question?
You for sharing, Keith. Yeah, that's a beautiful. It's a beautiful. I love your attitude of gratitude. I love to see how you've illustrated how it transforms your life. Well, we have Imani, Iran, and myself. We pulled some cards just to give you some intuitive insight to help encourage you for the, you know, season ahead. Imani and Iran, what did y'all get or see for our friend Keisha from North Carolina tonight?
I immediately am picking up on a younger energy, maybe like a younger male energy, if not a person, then a personality who maybe represents a masculine, direct, maybe a communicator who kind of allows their words to move faster than they can actually put things together. Maybe if not immature, then a teenager. I'm not, do you have any children?
Yeah, that's my son, and he's a Gemini, so he talks out his mouth before he thinks. Yeah, you got it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Definitely seeing this air sign energy. I think that for yourself, you have really got to maintain at all times that not only are you in control, but your spirit is in control. And I know that there has been some disappointment emotionally, you know, in the area of love, in the area of affection, in the area of this is, where is the glue that's keeping my family together? But you need to keep hope alive, and not in a way that is cliche, madam, in a way where you should really start to, you mentioned your spirit guides, you mentioned your guardian angels, taking it to the next level to work on your behalf. I hope that one of the main things that you remember from this call is that your manifestation power is waiting on you to shift like a new year, to up at a level, to really apply it in the areas maybe where your faith is tested the most, which for many of us can be our families, our children, our love life, you know, the ideas of this is what I thought it would be, now this is what it is, and how am I going to move forward? That is your challenge, not only just as the matriarch, but as a woman yourself, and not allowing this to feel like failure, not allowing this to test you beyond what it's supposed to do, you know? Take your life lesson, but then keep it confined to that. Don't allow it to expand beyond what it's supposed to be, which is just to help you see how well you move through challenge. The male energy in your life, I'm thinking this might be your child's father. I'm seeing someone who's very maybe charismatic, a good talker, maybe in sales or just good with people, maybe also very attractive, could be a fire sign or the energy of that. I'm seeing that you are coming into a new phase in dealing with this person, and that you will be good to see some of the fruits of your labor work in your favor. Fruits of your labor being your patience, your understanding, your communication, but having to up those things to the next level first so that by the time this change does roll around, because there is some time, that your actions can speak for you. It's almost like you are going to be reviewed as the example. And if you remember that, I'm only seeing a victorious situation. I'm going to let Orion share his thoughts with you as well.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Absolutely.
Okay. So right now I feel like you almost may feel some sort of emotional fatigue. I feel like you may be just fatigued from just the day-to-day almost monotony, the dealing with the mundane aspects of life. It's just almost like, damn. It just has to go out of it. And it's almost like you feel like you're faking the funk. You know what that means?
I have to.
No, I feel like you feel like you're faking the funk. Like you're not like waking up with the same sort of zest and pizzazz that you had at an earlier time in your life.
Yeah, like that just went away. Yeah, I do. Like, where is it? All that stuff. Maybe I was thinking maybe because I'm coming of age, I'm 40. Maybe like change of age, change of life, whatever, is just took away all that, and now I'm just. That's what I'm thinking is happening. Maybe I'm finally maturing and just settling down. I don't know. No.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm saying that a big part of this is there's definitely some relationships that have been chaotic in your life, and it's almost like there's some loose ends that you haven't yet tied up. And I'm definitely seeing that this is with a man. I'm seeing that your relationship with a man is almost a little off balance. One of the men that's involved in your life. And I'm saying that in order to kind of just so you can move on, there needs to be some sort of closure, there needs to be some sort of resolution, or at least, you know, set the intention to move on, to just keep on going forward no matter what. Because I'm seeing some definite grief. There's been some heartbreaks, some hurts, some traumas that haven't completely been confronted, because they're deep, you know, they cut deep, and you don't want to relive it. But
no, I don't.
If you bring it up and you decide to confront that, I think confronting it with gratitude, being for the experiences, regardless whether they were pleasant or unpleasant, and see them for learning experiences that the Creator and yourself had designed to further your evolution, to further your development, your own personal life. I'm saying that that's going to be a really great way to cure this kind of funk that you feel. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I thought I was kind of over all that, and I'm just like kind of okay, but I still have some more work to do.
I feel like you've definitely dealt with a lot of it, but you know how there's always some residual kind of leftovers?
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think, Adam?
Right.
Well, I think y'all are both picking up the same thing I'm picking up. Keisha, I'm definitely picking up a relationship that you got to tell yourself the truth about. I don't know if you're still in this relationship, but I think the energy is still in your mind, and you have not told yourself the truth about this relationship and the fact that you need to just take an L maybe and let it go, because it's holding up a lot of negative energy. I don't know what I do feel like it's.
I don't know what it is, because I thought it's over. Yeah, but it's over, and I haven't had. Oh my God, for two. It don't even make no sense. It was so brief, or maybe you're not even talking about that. Maybe you're talking about the other one. So
I feel like it could be an earlier one, but it's one that you haven't yet really fully acknowledged that it hurt you, or that you were into it, or that you felt some type of feeling. Uh-huh. But it's something with the denying your feeling. But you need to just get it out there, express it, and let it go, so you can move on to a glorious future, because you are going to be remarried again sooner than later. It's part of your destiny. But you've got to get all this stuff out of your system. You know, your mind and your energy. Just trust. You have a great, great life coming for you. I mean, I'm seeing you making progress in your career, new relationships, new home, new family. Just a whole new you is coming. But you've got to be able to face some dark things and quit denying some feelings and quit denying some truths about yourself that you may not fully yet be aware of or really want to take ownership of. But as soon as you just make that shift, as quick as you make it, like a twinkling in an eye, your whole life is going to flash and change in a flash.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Oh,
I'm excited about your future. Just keep doing what you're doing. Stay in the attitude of gratitude. God bless you, Keisha. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us.
God bless you. All right. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
All right. Well, my friends, we are out of time. It's funny how time goes by so fast when you're having fun. And this is a beautiful show. Orion and Iman, I want to thank you both for sharing your insight and sharing your wisdom. I have a quick message I just want to share with y'all for blessing Iman. I want to tell you to just get ready to really experience love this new year. Get ready to really get your heart's desire read. And Orion, get ready to just really move into the you that you can release yourself to the world and your service here. I just want to encourage all those girls. I want to thank y'all for filling in for the show, filling in for Patsy, and we'll look forward to being back on the airwaves next week, same time, same station, and hopefully Orion and Imani will be joining us in the future. God bless you both this week, and God bless you all for listening.
God
Have a great night,
you
everybody.
Too,
good night.
Adam. God bless you. Good
thank
night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, everybody. You're very welcome. Good night.